right. So I'm driving the CSR time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leak through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being May 26th. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 17 AD, General Germanicus returned to Rome as a conquering hero, celebrating a triumph for his victories over the Cherusci, Chatti, and other German tribes west of the Elbe. I'm sure they would have had to arrange food, drink, entertainment, and a sit-down orgy for 14. On May 26, in 946, King Edmund I of England was murdered by a thief by the name of Leofar, who was meant to be in exile, but whom the king recognised and personally attacked while celebrating St. Augustine Mass Day. Leofar was killed on the spot by others present. Now, this is why kings generally shouldn't do their own dirty work. But in fairness, recent evidence has suggested the story of Leofar the thief was a fabrication and Edmund I was actually the victim of a political assassination. Great Jubilee Day was held in North Stratford in Connecticut on May 26 in 1783, celebrating the end of fighting in the American Revolutionary War. 1805, Napoleon Bonaparte. Feel like we've mentioned him a few times lately in this segment. He assumed the title of King of Italy and was crowned with the Iron Crown of Lombardy in Milan Cathedral on May 26. 1896, Nicholas II became the last Tsar of Imperial Russia. In 1908, at Masjid Soliman in southwest Persia, the first major commercial oil strike in the Middle East was made on this day, with the rights to the oil acquired by the United Kingdom. On this day in 1936, early evening in the House of Commons in Northern Ireland, Unionist politician Tommy Henderson began speaking in opposition to a piece of legislation known as the Appropriation Bill. He would go on to list the policies he disagreed with and attack government policy for the next 10 hours. By the time he wrapped up at almost 4 a.m. the next morning, he had made the longest speech in any British Empire legislation in history up until that point. In 1927, the very last Model T Ford of a run of 15 million cars rolled off the production line at the Ford Motor Company on May 26. In 1969, Apollo 10 returned to Earth after a successful 8-day test of all the components needed for the forthcoming first manned moon landing. And finally, in 1998, the first National Sorry Day protest was held. Today, May 26, is National Sorry Day, or otherwise known as National Day of Healing here in Australia, to commemorate our past and present treatment of Indigenous Australians, in particular members of the Stolen Generation. Got some very famous birthdays for you as well this morning. John Wayne, the Duke, he was born on this day in 1907. Happy birthday, Pilgrim. Famed assisted suicide promoter Dr. Jack Kevorkian was born on this day in 1928. Funny man Bobcat Goldthwaite is 55 today. Helena Bonham Carter is 51. Matt Stone, one half of the team that created South Park, is 46. And star of the very funny ABC series Please Like Me, Josh Thomas, is turning 30 this morning. Got some very famous musos for you as well. Al Jolson, the star of the world's first talkie moving picture, the jazz singer, was born on this day in 1886. Peggy Lee was born on this day in 1920. Trumpet player Miles Davis was born on May 26 in 1926. Levon Helm, the drummer for the band, was born on May 26 in 1940. Songwriter and guitarist Mick Ronson, most famously backed up David Bowie as one of the Spiders from Mars, was born on this day in 1946. Country superstar Hank Williams Jr. is 68. Lenny Kravitz is 53, but we are going out on this one this morning. Going out to singer, pianist and tambourine player Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac. Also had a tremendous solo career. The queen of rock and roll. She broke the record for female rock artist Grammy Award nominations. She's 69 today and we're going out on Fleetwood Mac's first and only US number one hit, written by Stevie Nicks, Dreams, for this day in history on 2SER.